Hello, Kermit the Frog here.
Oh.
And you're listening to Atomicast.
Oh, honey.
With your hosts, Tim and Shay.
Oh, honey, please. Oh, honey, please don't.
What's up, everybody?
How are you doing?
Welcome to the Atomicast Show.
The Atomicast Show. Atomicast Show.
Atomicast.
Atomicast.
Show.
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 Show is an important part of the title.
Yeah.
Atomicast Show.
Yes.
We are broadcasting live, as per usual, on Rocket Comedy Radio, but this is the last week for that.
Yeah, so they're switching from Rocking Comedy Radio to RadioVegas.rocks.
That's correct.
Yes.
But Atomicast is making the leap over, so
yeah, we'll still be there.
You'll find us at our normal spot.
You're still stuck with us.
On a different Earl.
Yes.
An Earl, Shay.
I know. I heard you.
An Earl.
It took me a second.
That's old school internet talk. They used to call it an Earl.
You're old, though.
I know.
I'm not as old as
you. Do you remember those days when it was an Earl?
Yeah, I remember lots of people calling it that, yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing. That's what you called it.
And the emails. Like the mail.
Electronic mail. Thank you very much.
It's like when people say the email.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can also find us on Drunken Zombie Podcast Network.
Yes.
More like radio.
Yes.
We're just fucking everywhere.
We are fucking everywhere.
We're all up in this shit.
We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook.
The Atomicast Show.
We're on SoundCloud. We're at atomicast.com.
Barely. We're barely in a lot of places, but we're there.
We're there. We exist there.
Sprinkle our existence onto a bunch of shit.
That's all that matters.
Rub our fucking filthy smell all over the internet. Start fucking filth.
Kind of rub your fucking your taint.
Yeah, just rub our taint.
Rub your smegma all over it.
Rub our taint all over the social networks of the internet.
Yes.
Speaking of that, Shay, how would they get in touch with the show if they wanted to? If they wanted to smell our filthy taints.
Smegma.
Yeah, if they wanted to taste and smell our smegma.
They can email the show at Atomicast. They can email the show at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Call the voicemail, 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Fump.
Social media. Check out our taint at atomicast.com.
Yes.
It's a new site. Brand new site.
Oh, yeah.
Site,
you updated
sort of.
It a bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been somewhat updated.
Slight updates.
Slight updates.
Yeah.
Get right into it. Just getting the
Let's
meat,
break it down, Shay.
The meat and balls.
No shit, you jumped.
I know.
You jumped.
Because usually we just bullshit
you
and then we almost forget to do this.
I like the bullshit, but that's all right.
We could still bullshit with it, but now we got some good bullshit music.
I do. I like the bullshit music. That's good.
Yeah. What you drinking, Timmy?
I'm drinking some of your cold snap that you brought like 10 episodes ago.
Yeah, that's like 2 months ago.
And it sat in my garage for the longest time, and now it's sat in my refrigerator for the longest time, and I finally broke into it.
Is it still tasty?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
I don't know if it's quite seasonal anymore.
Yeah.
Because we're getting into the warm weather and it feels good.
You also have summer shandy in there.
Yeah, but it's a shandy. I don't like.
I know. Or what's it called? What is it? It's not summer shandy.
Sunset wheat.
Sunset wheat, yeah.
I'm sure I'll break into that too.
That's just a good
it's
wheat
easier
beer.
And better than buying my own, so I'll drink the beer that you bought.
Well, that's a wheat beer. That's always seasonal. That's always good.
Well, meh.
Meh. Meh. Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll have that.
Yeah, so
not,
you're
not tonight.
In any case, you're drinking a cold snap at the moment.
I am, but before this, I drank a couple of Bud Lights.
You drank.
Yeah, yep. You were sticking with your not drinking policy, which is good, Jay. I'm proud of you.
I almost ordered a Bud Light at B-Dubs just out of fucking pure muscle memory.
I heard
memory.
The word Bud come out of your mouth, and then you sucked it back in. It fell out of your mouth.
Yeah, I didn't want a beer.
You sucked it right back up.
I did.
Yeah.
And I got a Diet Pepsi. Now I'm drinking water because I'm...
Yeah.
4 days out. 2 days out.
Dude, I'm proud of you. I really thought that tonight, especially we went to B-Dubs, which is just you drink beer at B-Dubs. That's how that works.
Yeah.
I thought that for sure you would... I thought you'd order a beer.
Yeah.
I almost said fall off the wagon, but that was not the right terminology for this. And by the way, I wouldn't have guilt-tripped you.
No.
I've guilt-tripped you a few times.
Yeah, you have.
We went out for Mexican food, and you wanted a margarita.
I did.
I guilt-tripped the shit out of you.
And I got a Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guilt-tripped the shit out of you.
You know.
Because it was like the 20th or something of April.
Yeah, I was like, I had 10 days left. Fuck
yeah, and you had to fucking do it. You had to fucking complete it. So I...
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you, don't you fucking drink that margarita, you fucking piece of shit. You paraquat.
And then I told you that you're a fat fuck for drinking the margarita.
Dude, I had too many margaritas.
Yeah, a bunch, yeah.
Yeah, but the point is, you've done great. If you would have had a beer tonight, I wouldn't have said anything because you're 2 days away, and I think that. I mean, you tell me, what do you think? Are you prepared to start drinking like a reasonable, responsible young man?
I just don't even want to drink.
No?
No.
You're done drinking?
No, I mean, I will drink. It's just, it's not going to be a big thing. It's not going to be like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna drink.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that, taking the month off has been really good for it. And I do think that I'll be able to be more reasonable about it when I do start drinking again. But, I mean, I have no, it's not like I'm going to go get a beer Friday.
Yeah.
Do whatever.
Yeah. Stay strong, brother.
Yeah.
Stay strong and sober.
Maybe I'll drink next week during the show. But
there you go. There you go.
Otherwise, meh.
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 Yeah, I've been drinking about once a week. I haven't drank anything since the margarita night.
That was last Tuesday.
That was 8 days ago.
That was 8 days ago.
That was more than a week ago, Shay.
It was, true.
And I've not had a drop of alcohol since until tonight.
Good job, Tinny.
Celebrate that.
Yeah.
But it's more about, like I said, it's more about just the calories for me, unfortunately. Yeah. I'm a fat fucking piece of shit.
So let's get the update.
I'm just so fat.
Let's get the update, fat fuck. How are you doing on losing weight?
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. I was down to 246 at some point, and then I drank a bottle of water, and that made me back up to 248.
Yeah.
So I was down almost 10 pounds. And
okay,
then,
that's good.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. What about, whatever. Have we gotten a check-in from Wolford?
I haven't checked in with him, so I don't know.
Wolford, if you listen to this, give Tim your update.
Yeah. I've been very passive about it. I've been really staying on top of it for myself, mostly. It's like I've told you, I'm not crash course dieting. I'm just being responsible. I'm just trying to be like a fucking human being.
Yeah. You said you had a light lunch today.
Yeah.
And then you got B-dubs. And you didn't go crazy. You got a small.
Yeah.
And you ate some chips.
Yeah.
And dip.
And beer.
But I mean,
it was a bad dinner.
But that's one. I mean,
it was a bad dinner.
Where in the past, we could have easily gone out for pizza for lunch, then gone out for B-dubs and beer for dinner.
That's the thing. Yes. I'm trying to just be a human being. Just a fucking... Just
normal
act
person.
Like I'm totally a fat fucker. I'm just trying to not act like it.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to act like a normal
You're
fucker.
You're doing good, dude.
And hope that it kind of, balances
Translates
out.
Translates into weight loss.
Yeah.
It will. It'll take a long time. Yeah.
Whatever.
Drunk.
Whatever.
Yeah. You drunk ass.
Yeah. It's been 8 days, Shay.
I know.
I've had a couple of beers now, so now I'm all, my tongue is all loose.
It's going to hit you hard.
I got a loosey-goosey tongue.
Dude, I'm afraid. I really am afraid of that today.
Yeah. Just wait. Just wait.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, just wait.
Oh, no.
No, you shouldn't be worried about anything.
I don't know.
But there's been times on this podcast, Shay, where I've gotten drunk and yelled at you.
Yeah?
And that might be happening again tonight.
Really?
I don't know.
I mean, you almost yelled at me earlier. You're just in a pumped up mood today.
Can't predict it. Oh, yeah, dude.
You're just fucking pumped.
Oh, I got my pump on this morning, you know? And when I get my pump on, the pump just stays with me.
You're making mad gains.
Yeah, I maintain that pump all day long.
You really have. Like, I'm impressed by how well you've maintained the pump because it's been intense.
Yeah,
it's been intense.
Oh, full on, dude. You got to maintain the pump, you know?
Yeah.
Just keep on pumping.
Keep on pumping.
Just pump
brother.
All day. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. Was that PTL? Pump tan laundry?
What? I don't know.
I think it was a Jersey Shore thing. It was like GTL, gym tan laundry. That's all you do.
Okay.
You go to the gym, you tan, you do your laundry.
Oh, that's good.
That's like a life.
That's a life.
Then you go drink.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. So how was your week, Shay? You took a little trip.
I did. Yeah, my week was good. I went out to Seattle this weekend, where I've never been.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. That was a fucking fantastic city. It's so pretty out there, and like everyone was outside. Like everyone in the fucking city, they were just outside all the time. It was amazing. I'm like, damn, people here in Peoria never go outside. Like we rarely go outside to do things.
We are outside almost right now.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not out walking all the time, and you know, it just seemed like a city that just really cared about being outside.
Is that because
really
we can afford cars and they can't afford cars?
No, because people still have cars. Everyone that we were with had cars. I said people still have cars. I didn't say everybody, but everyone that we hung out with had cars.
Right.
It's easy to drive in the city. It's just, it's cool though. It was really
walking
neat.
Seems like a poor person thing.
No, a lot of people rode bikes. It's kind of a hipster city.
All right, so walking is homeless, poor is driving bicycles.
Maybe. Or, I mean, you just want to get exercise.
No.
I don't know. Anyway, Seattle was cool.
I can't buy that.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a thing.
You can't buy a bumper for your car, so whatever.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you being a poor person.
Well, that's kind of mean.
Well, deal with it.
Kind of inappropriate.
Well, deal with it. But anyway, yeah, that was a really fun trip. I'd like to go back to Seattle sometime. It was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been the extent of everything that's happened in the past week. Just because that was a long weekend trip, and you know, it was a nice long 4-hour flight out there and 4-hour back, and then blah blah blah. And yeah. Oh my god, dude, fucking! I flew out of Midway Airport.
Yeah.
And economy parking, the cheapest parking you can get is $15 per 24 hours.
Right.
But anything like 2 to 24 hours is still $15. So when I went to go pay. And I was expecting to pay, you know, anywhere from $45 to $60. All of a sudden, I give the woman my ticket, and it's $75 just to park for a weekend. I was like, God damn it, I wish I could fly up to Midway from here.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not not to Midway.
You can.
Not to Midway.
You can't fly to Midway?
No, it only goes to O'Hare.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. We really only have United and American flights.
Take the bus, bro.
I could have, and I should have, and next time I probably will, because, Jesus, I mean, that just seems excessive.
Yeah, we've done the bus. It's all right.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks, but it's a bus.
It's a bus. It'll take you to the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my week. It was a good week. How was your week?
Fine. We missed last week because...
I wasn't going to mention it.
Why not?
I was just trying to slide over the fact that we didn't do an episode last week.
Well, who gives a shit? My wife went out of town.
Yeah.
She had a business.
She went to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Which is a big deal right now.
Yes. Yeah, she missed the riots by like a day. I mean, the riots had started, but they didn't... reached their pinnacle while she was there.
She told me that she got locked in a Noodles and Company.
She did, yeah, her first day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't like it is now, I don't think.
Yeah. Luckily, it's calmed down now. It's pretty much over.
Good. Yeah. All right, good. Yeah. So I had I was a single dad, essentially, mm-hmm. for a couple of days, and I couldn't... I mean, I guess we could have done the podcast. We would have had to whisper the podcast.
That could have been a very soothing episode.
The kid would have been in bed, and we can't talk very loudly.
Or it would have been really fucking creepy.
It would have been something.
Yeah.
So, so we just skipped it. And, I was a single dad for almost a week. And it was, I mean, pretty great.
Nice.
It was fun. Yeah. We had a good time.
Cool. Yeah.
Went to the zoo. We did. I had to pull out all my just fucking normal shit that I do with a child.
Yeah.
Went to the zoo. One weekend. Yeah. Zoo, wildlife, prairie park, Monkey Joe's.
Yeah.
And a playground. That was it. That was my week. It just rotated them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was fun. Yeah.
Very nice.
As much fun as you can have with a 2-year-old, almost 3-year-old.
But she's your almost 3-year-old, so you're going to have way more fun than some random 3-year-old.
Yeah, she was she was good.
Yeah.
It's hard to complain. She was, I mean, for being 2, she was
hard
excellent.
To complain about that kid ever.
Yeah, she's a good kid.
Yeah.
We got lucky.
This time.
We got lucky.
Yeah.
I got a quiz for you, Shay.
Do you? Fuck. Okay.
Yeah, it's a variation on a theme.
Okay.
We've done a similar quiz before.
All right, let's...
This is celebrities... that are not known for singing.
Okay.
Singing.
Ah. We've done this one before.
We've done something similar. These are new celebrities, though. And as a little bit of a clue, these are all actors.
Actors?
Actors or actresses.
Okay.
So, last time there was like wrestlers and all sorts of weird shit. This is all actors.
Okay.
And all very famous ones.
Okay.
Very famous.
Do you think I'm going to get any of these correct?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Like, these truly?
Are, yeah.
Okay.
You better. These are all leading men or leading women, huge names in Hollywood.
Okay.
So this isn't like obscure people.
Let's get the chat room open. Can we do that real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Is it?
Yeah. Get up Chrome there. Hit the fucking Chrome icon, Shay. Come on. Don't you know how to compute?
I'm trying.
Don't you know how to computate? Get a new tab. Go to Rockin' Comedy Show, rockincomedyshow.com. Look for the link that says chat room, and there'll be one there. Scroll way to the bottom. We shouldn't be promoting this because this, as of May 1st, will not exist anymore. You'll have to go to, what's the new website? Vegas Show? What is it? Vegas Radio dot
Radio Vegas dot
Radio
rocks.
Vegas dot rocks. Dude, I was close. Type in, there you go. So look for the link that says chat. If you're listening to us live, bear with us. What? Shay's fucking around.
Why are you navigating or not navigating? Okay. We're in there.
Yeah. And we are the only ones there. Of course. Of course we are.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. So if you want to join in on the quiz, jump in the chat room if you're listening live.
Yeah. So I've got 7 celebrities. Again, like I said,
There's Crazy J.
Hey, Crazy J, you can play along.
Yeah.
Seven celebrities, like I said, very, very famous. Leading men, leading women, and you have to tell me who they are. Are you ready?
Oh, dude, I'm...
Are you prepared? I've been born. Would you like some time to warm up?
Do you have a practice one for me?
No.
Okay, then no. I'm ready to go. Let's just dive right in.
All
right.
How can you say that you're not responsible? Yikes, hang on. Sorry. Let me turn that down. What does he have to do with me? What is my reaction? What should it be? What do you think, Shay? Who's it sound like?
It sounds like fucking Phil Collins.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like Sting, because Sting is, in fact, singing along with this gentleman.
Oh, God.
And this guy sounds like Sting, but it's not. This is a very, very famous man.
Russell Crowe.
No.
Ah.
We see you in there, Crazy J. Who is it?
Oh my God! And I feel like it's going to be one of those where you tell me, I'm just going to be pissed.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like the way you'd think.
John Cusack.
No,
I got nothing.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, that was Robert Downey Jr.
That was Robert Downey Jr. singing with Sting.
I would not have gotten that.
Sounds better than, it's different. His
yeah, I knew
the tone of his voice is different than what you'd think.
I knew he did singing. Music, but yeah. I've never actually heard him sing before.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, get up your buzzer. There you go. All right, next one. Slow. It's a slow build. I'm looking for the mask I hide behind. So then how'd you go and rain on this parade?
Keanu Reeves.
Now I guess no. There's nothing more that I can say. So why'd you leave my world when you turned your back?
Dustin Hoffman.
No. It's Dustin. What the fuck? No.
Jimmy Fallon.
No.
I don't know.
This is another Avenger. Does that help you?
Chris,
No.
Is this Jeremy Renner?
This is Jeremy Renner.
Wow.
Yeah. But you've got to buzz yourself on that one. That was embarrassing. There was too many hints. That was an embarrassing amount of hints.
I feel like I'm going to get zero.
No, we got... Dude, that's only two. You got five more. This is arguably the least famous person on my list.
Oh, great. The least famous person?
Yeah, this is the least famous. Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Is this another Avenger?
No, but you absolutely know this person.
I guarantee
she looks really good naked.
She looks really good naked.
Yep. Does that help?
No. I'm trying to think about who you would have seen naked recently and thought of that.
Yeah.
Is this the Daenerys Targaryen chick?
Yep.
It is?
Yep.
Shit.
That's close enough. Give yourself a dinger on that one. I'll take that. That's Emilia Clarke.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're right. The Dragon Lady, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, she had too many names.
Okay.
Dragon Lady. The Dragon Lady. The hot Dragon Lady. All right. Another hot girl. She played my boss and never was cross. She drove all my troubles away.
When she's your friend, she's yours. Anna Kendrick. End.
No. No matter what
other. She's hot.
She's hot. You've also seen her naked, almost certainly. She don't tell me how I ought to be.
She likes me just as I am. God damn.
You hate listening to hot naked women when you can't actually see them.
I just don't know who it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's more in my wheelhouse than yours, I think.
Zooey Deschanel?
Close.
Katy Perry?
No.
Zooey Deschanel, close. Hold on, I'm...
Close as in pale dark haired.
Well, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Because you said it was in your wheelhouse.
Yeah. Huge smile. Ridiculously big smile.
I don't know.
Anne Hathaway.
God!
That's Anne Hathaway.
That was my first thing, but then I thought, like, okay,
why did
she's...
you say it? You fucking dipshit?
Because you said she was the least famous. I think she's
no,
pretty
Amelia,
fucking...
No, Amelia Clark was the least famous. This is a different one. Jesus, Shay, why are you acting
drunk?
Oh,
no, you said naked. You said naked.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway gets naked.
In what?
Google it, bro.
I don't
She's think been naked and stuff.
I don't think you're right.
I am absolutely 100% right. 1,000%. Yeah, look it up on your phone, you stupid shit sack.
I've never seen her naked.
Google it.
I am, you fuck.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Crazy Jay, I know you're listening. You're in the chat room. You Google it, too. Anne Hathaway naked. She was in some movie about runaway teens or something where she got naked. I think Crazy was in the title.
Oh.
I don't know. Did you find it?
I found a picture.
Hey, there you go.
Okay, now I've seen her boobs.
Yeah. Told ya. Told huh. ya. I told ya.
Well, I never knew that, so
well,
whatever.
Is that my fault, Shay, that you haven't studied up on your nude celebrities?
In a movie called Havoc.
Havoc. That's See, I said Crazy, Havoc. Yeah. That means close,
okay.
right?
Okay, I've never seen that.
All right, well, I haven't either, but I've seen the, you know, I've seen the important parts.
One for four.
If you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, baby.
The important parts.
And one for four.
Last hot chick on the list.
Kristen Wiig.
No. She's not really that hot either.
I don't know. You might think so.
Should I be insulted by that? The way you said that was like, like you're fucking insulting me. You might think she's hot. What the fuck does that mean? What's weird is I know who this chick is. I can't tell you one. Well, I can tell you one thing she's been in. One thing.
Give me that one hint. I'm not going to get it otherwise.
There's no way I can hint at this.
Just tell me the movie she's been in.
Superman, Man of Steel.
Oh. See, I still can't think of her fucking name.
All right, well, that wasn't
no,
a very
hold
good
on.
Hint.
What's... Fuck. Does her name start with an M?
No.
Then I'm not going to get it.
Amy Adams.
Amy. The me Adam.
You didn't ask if it had an M.
I know. No, me I was just thinking of that.
Stupid shit sound.
The me sound. All right. So I'm one for five.
Yeah. All right. The next, last two.
Okay. So I got to get these.
Leading men.
Okay.
Both very handsome. Who? Strikingly. Strikingly handsome.
Okay. John Hamm.
No.
Is he? He's a new celebrity, like a celebrity today.
Yeah. To touch your hand
and walk with me. Is this Russell Crowe?
No. Younger.
Younger. Okay.
I'll play it again. That was a short
oh.
one. Short one. Wind
Harry Connick Jr.
No. No, not
sounds like
for
him.
Singing. It does sound like him. He's a...
He's also
he's a crooner.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Can you give me anything he's been in?
I only know one thing.
What's that? I didn't get the last one when you said that. So
Star Trek.
Chris Pine.
You fucking asshole. Of course it's Chris Pine. It's the only thing I know him from.
Yeah.
I know he's been in other stuff. Yes, that's Chris Pine. I don't know if that counts. I can't tell you the fucking one thing that he's super
Fine.
Known
I'm one
for.
For six.
You stupid asshole.
God damn it, you twat.
Last one. Again, super famous guy. Been in all sorts of stuff. Very, very famous leading man.
Bruce Willis.
No.
John Hamm.
No.
Jimmy Fallon.
No. Movie star. And TV star. Both.
Bryan Cranston. I guess no. he's younger than, or he's older than Russell Crowe.
Yeah, young. This guy's youngish. Probably my age or maybe a little younger.
It's Justin Long.
No. But that's the same basic vicinity. Same vicinity.
Zac Efron.
No.
Jonah Hill.
No.
James Franco.
No, but you're sticking with the J's, which is a smart move. Keep naming celebrities with J's.
Now that you said that, I'm not going to think of any.
You just like randomly named four J's in a row.
Dead.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, God damn it.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, everybody. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
This is a terrible quiz.
So what was... Did you get 1 out of 7?
Got 1 out of 7.
That's not very good, bro. Pretty pathetic. Pretty sad.
Okay, I'm going to have a quiz for you next week.
But shit, you can't fucking... You can't...
I didn't mean to
shit that I'm going to... That you know I'm going to do poorly on. That's mean. I thought you could have done... I picked super fucking famous people that you would have known.
Okay.
You fucking shit stack.
Well... I can't tell their fucking voices.
Well, that's not my fault. Shay, would you admit I'm not sandbagging you on purpose?
No, you're not.
I don't make quizzes just so that you'll fail miserably.
I didn't say I was going to do one that's going
to
make you fail miserably.
I try to stack the deck in your favor. I try to help you out.
I don't know about that.
I could have picked really obscure celebrities. I picked super famous ones. Real famous.
Yeah.
Did I not?
You did.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, you did.
Pick something. Pick something that I can possibly succeed at.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Jesus.
All right, bro.
This has gone on.
Hey, back off, bro.
This has gone on too long.
Hey, just take a chill pill. Take a chill pill, Bill.
All right.
You chill?
Chill.
You cool?
I'm cool.
Coolsville, Daddy-O?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Very, very cool.
All right, good.
All right. Well,
that got tense for a second.
I know.
God, my heart started racing. I thought you were going to fucking leap over this table.
Blood pumping in my penis.
Yeah. Anyway, where are we on this episode?
Let's just do...
3 minutes. Can you do something before the song break, or should we just do a song break early?
No, I say we just do a song break late. We jump into the conspiracy.
Let's do it. Yeah, all right, I'm ready.
Stop your shit.
There
we go.
Stop all sounds.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the next installment of Atomicast Conspiracies. I know I said it was going to be about once a month, but I decided to go ahead.
Hey, close enough, man.
Close enough.
Don't apologize.
It's almost May.
You don't need to make excuses. Don't apologize.
I'm apologizing for having content. So, so this is the second installment of Atomicast Conspiracies. Atomicast.
Hair loss. It is an epidemic that has been plaguing humanity for thousands of years. Even a blonde on Fox News can agree this is an epidemic.
Male hair loss affects 60 million guys. Women too.
60 million is a staggering number of shiny bald heads. Scientists have blacklisted the hair loss project, and the number of successful treatments is unfortunately zero.
One of the real challenges for men with hair loss is walking into a pharmacy, a drugstore, and you see literally countless products that say they might be able to help you. And the reality is, we have two...
What are you doing?
Rogaine and Propecia. The options presented by the medical sciences are merely toupees to keep the truth hidden away from us. And what is that truth, you ask? For the first time ever, Atomicast Conspiracies has asked the medicine people that very question. So we're sitting with Giorgio Tsoukalakos-Lakos from the Human Balding Foundation. And, Doctor, I just have one question. Why do humans go bald? Surely there's no evolutionary benefit to this.
The ancient astronaut theory suggests that this is a direct result of extraterrestrials tampering with our DNA.
I'm sorry, are you telling me that we are bald because of aliens?
So we're half human and half extraterrestrial. We're hybrids.
Hybrid human beings. At this point, we're finally starting to get somewhere.
No, we're not.
Hybrid humans does explain the natural balding pattern in men.
No, it doesn't.
But what about hair loss in other potential hybrid creatures on Earth?
With some making claims that it was a rabbit-human hybrid, a demon offspring, an alien baby, or a troll captured by hunters in Namibia.
So if humans are bald because we are a hybrid between our ancestors and aliens, and if there is in fact animals on this planet that have been crossbred between aliens and their own species, why hasn't our government told us anything about this?
I remember meeting a mother of a child who was abducted by the aliens right here in the Oval Office.
This is what we call a conspiracy. Who can we turn to for help? Aliens made us bald and likely will not fix the problem. We are forced to deal with this problem on our own. Unfortunately, we are reminded daily by thugs of the elite that some people are simply better.
I cut this hair, I wash this hair, I mess this hair up if I want to mess this hair up.
Who are these Kennedy-haired Illuminati? And why are they so afraid of bald people?
So we say ew.
Babies. They are born bald and then they grow hair. They are the complete opposite of an adult. It only makes sense that they are to blame. Tune in next week to the exciting conclusion of Atomicast Conspiracies, Hair Loss. Oh wait. I'm being told that we actually have an answer and that this is not in fact a conspiracy. Well, twat. Who the fuck fucked this up? Ted? Ted, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Atomicast Conspiracy. Those aliens have something to answer for, Shay.
I know. We both suffer.
Me more than you.
You more than me, but you're older.
I am. I'm an old man.
In 5 years, I will likely look similar to you.
I think 30, I was still a little bit ahead of where you are.
Were you?
Yeah, but you'll get there, bro.
Yeah. Oh, you mean as far as hair loss goes?
Yes, I think. I had lost more hair.
Yeah, maybe.
I think at 20, shit.
I mean, dude, at some point around this age, you just started shaving your head.
I was younger than you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my 10th, it was a little bit before my 10th year high school reunion, so I would have been 27, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I finally was just like, you know what? It's clear where this is going.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
And I think I could have stretched it out a little longer if I really wanted to.
Right.
But it's just, I mean, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you look good being bald. You look better being bald.
I'm lucky that I have a smooth head.
Yeah. And I mean, you have a head that looks good being shaved and bald, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's different for me because this is just how I see you now, and it'd be weird to see you with hair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we first met, I had hair, though.
Yeah, I know, but I don't.
For a little while.
Yeah, but, you know, honestly, I look back at how we looked when we first met, I'm like, damn, you looked completely different, but you look exactly the same.
Yeah.
You know?
My face does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lucky. My face hasn't aged much.
Yeah.
My poor hair, though.
It's gone.
Just keeps fucking disappearing. It's just gone.
Just gone. That's the way it goes, though, man.
I fool myself that I'm still balding, but I'm not balding.
You're just bald.
Yeah.
You still have hair up top, though, a little bit.
A little. I got a little tuft.
Right in the top of your head. It's not like at the front. It's right on top.
The funniest, you and John are both like, been harping on me to watch the fucking league.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, The only thing that I thought was, like, laugh out loud funny is when, I don't even know what the fuck the bald guy's name is.
Andre.
But he was, when he was telling everybody that he was balding that he had clear hair and shit.
He's just clear hair.
Yes, because it's, like, as fucking ridiculous and retarded as that sounds, that's how fucking bald people act. It's just like, no, I'm not bald. It's just thinning still. It's just thinning, you know? Yeah. It's just, I'm not bald, I'm balding. Right. Mm-hmm. But it's like, where do you draw that fucking line, you know?
I don't know.
And when you can start seeing the crown, which you can clearly see on me, that's it, man. You're just a bald guy now.
Yeah.
And you can be thin on top, but you're still just a bald guy. Like, stop fucking lying.
Yeah.
So I've just admitted my fate. I just know what it is.
Yeah. Well, better to jump ahead of it. Than
and I just fuck it, Shay, you know? Just fuck it. Shave it.
Fuck it. Shave the whole damn thing like you do.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I know.
About every 3 days, I shave it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's easier, definitely, when you shave your head.
And if you can grow extra hair, just grow it. Let's get a beard.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like you.
Replace that hair on the head with the hair on your face.
You would look weird if you didn't have a beard.
Yeah. I didn't have a beard when we met, Shay.
Well, now that your head's completely shaved, you've had facial hair for a while.
Yeah. Since, seven, 8 years now.
Yeah. Some type of facial hair, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I roll, dude. You got to have that facial hair.
I know.
You got to.
That's good. Yeah.
You got to.
I know. Balding sucks.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's fine.
I don't know. I don't like it. I like, you know, I'm vain.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a vain person, so I like having hair. That's why even though I'm balding, because I think I'm still balding.
Yeah.
I still keep my hair just because I like having hair. I know it probably doesn't look all that great, but it makes me feel better.
I like having hair too.
Yeah.
But I don't care about it.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing, we talked about it a week or two ago. If I could take like a pill that was essentially free, with no negative side effects at all, that would grow my hair back, I would totally do that.
Yeah.
It's just that doesn't exist. That's not a thing.
Yet.
Yeah, hold out that hope. Keep those fingers crossed. I will too. I think I'll start. Any day that it comes back, I'll start it. But like, there's Propecia.
Mm-hmm.
But it, like, there's so many fucking weird side effects of that are not worth it to
prostate,
me to have hair.
Prostate side effects or something, right?
Like, all sorts of shit.
Or at least... flaccid penis disease.
Well, I know you can't give blood when you're on Propecia, which to me is a big red flag. Yeah. Like, if they don't want your fucking poison in other people, that's a big thing.
It's Propecia and AIDS. Those are the two people who can't donate
blood. It's true. It's weird. It's so weird.
Yeah.
And even Rogan, I did Rogan for a long time.
Yeah.
Not a long time, maybe 2 years. And it worked. It really did.
Mm-hmm.
I endorsed the Rogan camp. It only worked for a couple years. But it gave me the world's itchiest scalp and the fucking dandruff like crazy, and it was expensive.
Yeah,
and it's not worth like $100 a month for me to keep my hair.
It is even now. It's cheaper now. You can get the Costco brand for $40 or something like that.
I still that's too much.
I know. Yeah,
it'd have to be like I said, essentially free.
Yeah,
$5 a month, and one pill that I have to take.
Yeah,
and that'll never be. I know, but that's as far as I'm willing to go.
Yeah.
I don't care a shit about it.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, it's kind of nice to just shave it off. You don't have to worry about combing it and shit.
Oh yeah, you got to worry about sunburn. But
yeah, just wear hats, man.
Yeah, yeah.
When I started shaving, I just started accumulating hats.
Yeah,
many many hats.
Yeah.
So I just have hats.
When I shaved my head last year, I did not wear hats, and then I went camping, and oh my god, I had the worst sunburn on my fucking scalp.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you just kind of get used to it, man.
Yeah.
Hats. That's the key. We have a couple people in the chat room. Hey, everybody.
Are we doing a song break or not?
Where are we?
39.
We're 39? I don't know. I don't think we should.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
Let's just skip it. Save that song for next week.
Okay. That makes sense.
Save it.
Easier.
Save it.
Let's
go over the contact information.
Yeah. You know, a song break is usually when we go pee.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you have to pee?
No.
Okay, good. Hold it. You got a bottle. You got an empty bottle there. If you need to, in emergency, just use the empty bottle.
It's gonna come, and when it happens, I'm gonna pee in the bottle in front of you.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean it.
I'm down.
You're gonna see my penis.
No, just do it under the table.
No,
I don't want to see your dick.
No.
How do they email the show?
You can email us at atomiccast1@gmail.com.
Call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
Social media shit.
Atomiccast.com.
Get your stink on atomiccast.com. Chat room.
Yes.
What is it? Vegas show? What is
he
it?
He just said it.
Radio Vegas.
Yes.
Radio Vegas. Rocks.
Jesus, Tim.
There'll be a chat room.
You're dyslexic.
Until then, there's a chat room. yeah. that we're in right now. And yeah, what's up, Crazy Jay, and Likes Boobs.
Yeah, it's my kind of guy.
I like that name.
Yeah.
Likes Boobs.
It's very simple.
It's subtle, you know?
No, you're thinking of the wrong word.
Yeah. But Shay, why would they want to?
Oh, you know, if they want to share in their love of boobs.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. Do you even know what I'm going to ask?
If they want to contact the show.
Oh, you did.
Why
know.
Would they do that?
Yeah, that's right.
Because you say the same words every time.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I switched it up. I said fump and then dump. They could.
That was my thing, though. Yeah. I helped you out with that.
Yeah.
You're not helpful. Yeah. You're not a helpful person.
Yeah. So if they want help in any regard, though. Because even though I might not be helpful, together I think we're pretty goddamn helpful.
Maybe. Yeah, depends. Yeah, okay.
We balance each other out.
Yeah.
I'm useless and you're helpful, so we just go right in the middle of somewhat helpful.
There you go. So we're somewhat helpful.
Yeah.
we give adequate to no advice to these people. But we'll listen to your problems, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we'll listen.
We'll read the problems.
That's all therapists do anyway.
And we'll
they
make
just
fun
listen.
Of you.
They don't do anything.
And therapists do it behind your back.
Fucking therapists, dude. Worthless. My dad recently passed away, and I'm struggling with telling my grandma, who is in a nursing home and has dementia. I live a few states away, and so did my dad, and it was never really an option to visit her. After his passing, I called her and spoke to her for a little while. I said the reason for my call was to tell her that he passed away, but but she was taken aback that she didn't hear it, even though I explained it a few times. I thought due to her dementia that she just couldn't tell. Then I got a letter in the mail written by her CNA, saying that she had a dream that I told her my dad passed away. Strange how dementia works. Anyway, the reason I've been hesitating to write back is that she can no longer walk, and I'm unsure how long she will be alive, as she is quite old with health complications. Is it morally right to tell her the truth or let her live out her life without that knowledge?
If she has dementia, she's going to forget it anyways.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, she's already tried to tell her.
Yeah, she's already tried. And
she didn't hear it.
And then I don't know, dude. I don't know, honestly. I don't know much about dementia, and I'm not good at the situational dealing with death thing, like what you're supposed to do and what you should do. This is not a good question for us because I have no good advice on it.
Yeah.
I really don't.
You haven't dealt with a lot of death in your families.
Both of my grandpas have died. My grandma died when I was very, very small.
Yeah.
But I have almost no death. I have a small family.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, not very little death.
Well, and you've still got a grandma left.
I have one grandma left.
Yeah, and I feel like that's rare when you're 30.
Yeah, you know, that side of the family lives to be in their hundreds.
Yeah.
So.
That's right. You have an uncle. That racist uncle is like 100.
Well, that's a completely different family, and he's 90.
But
on my mom's
side. So you've just
got
family that won't die.
Yeah, on my mom's side, yeah, they're my
that's
mom's
your burden,
grandma.
Shay.
My mom's grandma. I love that burden. You know me.
I do.
Yeah, she lived to be like 106 or something.
You're going to have to watch me die, Shay. How's that feel?
That's not a good feeling.
Well, then that's a bad burden. You should die first.
Then you have to watch me die.
I'm okay with that. No, I think that this poor girl has fulfilled her obligations. She's trying to tell her grandma. Her grandma, for some reason, doesn't want to hear. I mean, not for some reason. Her grandma clearly has dementia and has problems and doesn't want to hear about her son dying. Jesus Christ, leave her alone. Don't tell her. You're under no obligation to keep forcing this. I'm 34 and I've never met my dad. There's a lot of backstory involving my mom, a drunken threesome, and abandonment issues. The short version, though, is that I have a dad. And I've been looking for him. It took over 10 years to find him. I found out where he lived. I wrote him a letter. It was a very relaxed letter. Spelled out that I was his son and that I wasn't after anything other than meeting the man who spawned me. I sent it to a recorded delivery. He signed it, but he never replied. He signed for it, but never replied. I gave him my address, my email, phone number, but never got any sort of reply. That was over 2 years ago, and I'm actually not really that bothered. But now and again, it creeps me out to know that my dad is there, and I should, you know, I wonder if I should give it one last go. I spent the better part of half my life trying to find this fucker, and he can't even reply. Even a, I don't know you, kid, fuck off. But when I've got my sensible head, it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah.
Well, Atomicast, what say you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that truthfully, just for his own benefit, he should probably just be done. He tried. Yep. He tried reaching out to the guy, and the guy doesn't want to talk to him. And I mean, that's it. It only seems like more heartache and negative feelings if you keep pursuing that path. And I mean, he should probably talk to a therapist about it. It sounds like
your answer is always therapist, dude. We're the therapists.
Yeah, I know, but we can answer this one question telling him to go see a therapist.
No.
He has to deal with the feelings that he has towards his dad and let him go. Otherwise, he's from time to time, when he's not being sensible, he's going to get filled with rage that the asshole didn't write back. He needs to let it go and just let the whole drop the whole thing. Because it's just going to be worse for him if he keeps thinking about it as time goes on.
Yeah. Well, he says he doesn't even care. So if he doesn't really care...
But then he gets very angry just about it.
Yeah.
Then he gets angry. So it tells me he cares a little.
Yeah. Yeah. He needs to stop it.
Yeah.
Agreed. I'm too poor and don't have a car to get hamburger meat. The only food I have is a hamburger helper box. Is it okay to eat without the hamburger?
Yes, but it's not going to be as greasy or delicious. And it's really just macaroni and cheese. And, which is good, but yeah. The cheese that comes in there really mixes the best with the beef grease that you would use to cook that in. So I would not recommend it unless you want cardboard-tasting macaroni and cheese that tastes kind of watery as well.
Sounds like you've done this.
Yes.
I've done this too.
Yeah, it doesn't taste that great.
No, but it is. I mean, it's acceptable.
It feeds you. Yeah.
It feeds you. It's food.
Yeah.
It is food. Yeah, that's I did some weird stuff in my poor days, and that was unfortunately one of them. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird because like a pound of meat doesn't seem like that expensive.
$3.
But Jesus, that's expensive when you don't have any money.
I know. You can go get the 50% fat for like $1.70 for 5 pounds.
Right, and then grill away half of it as you're trying to grill up your poor meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can eat it, dude. And that'll be a funny story later when you're when you actually have money. Yeah, eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
Hey folks, thanks for any advice. I'm facing a difficult life decision and would love some advice from people who feel inclined to give it. I love my life. I have a great job. I live in an inexpensive house that overlooks a golf course. It's freaking beautiful, but I have a long commute, an hour each way, to and from work. I make around $45,000 a year. I'm saving a little. I can pay for my entire life. I'm happy. Life is great, but I got offered a job that really kicks ass. I would have to relocate to the Northeast and travel around the territory supporting various clients' accounts for a large company. The job offers twice what I make now, $90,000. I'm happy now. But I might also be happy in the Northeast. I love life, but might love it more with twice as much cash as I have to play with. In my shoes, what would you folks do? Thank you for your time and consideration. No matter what you say, Shay, I'm going to disagree with you, just so you know.
Yeah, I think he should stay where he's at, and only because $90,000 in the Northeast isn't shit. That's like $45,000 in wherever he is.
Well, you motherfucker, I thought you were going to say he should move.
No, he should keep his job and keep what he's happy with because it's...
stupid asshole.
The Northeast is a very busy, bustling place. He's going to be stressed. There's going to be stress and traveling all the time. It's just going to be a lot of stress. And if he's happy with his wife or life, the money isn't going to stretch that much further for him.
Yeah. I will say, I said I was going to disagree with you. Let me start by agreeing with you.
Okay.
And then I'll play devil's advocate.
Okay.
You will find... I think in this life, you'll find very few people that are as positive as this guy is, saying, like, he loves his life, he loves his job, he's got this great house, it overlooks his golf course, he's happy, he's content.
On $45,000 a year, that's insane.
I think very few people in this world would be that, like, appreciative of their life. And, yeah, part of me
something,
thinks...
You know, something isn't adding up, though. He lives on a golf course. Those are expensive houses live on golf courses.
Not necessarily. Hill's parents live on a golf course.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. And it's a nice house, but it's significantly more modest than my house. So don't jump to conclusions, Shay.
Okay.
You judgmental butthole.
Okay.
So I will say, if you appreciate your life that much, don't make any major life changes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Money is not everything, but devil's advocate.
Okay, let's do it.
It's twice as much money. You figure that's got to be additional responsibilities that maybe is a way to climb up that corporate ladder.
Yeah, but if it costs twice as much to live, you're back to zero, and then everything else will cost way more.
Yeah, but if he's an incredibly optimistic person that appreciates life, maybe that doesn't matter. I mean, he's just making more money now.
Yeah, maybe. It's hard for me to play devil's advocate because, I mean, I would probably just say, fucking take the money, but I'm trying to be... logical here.
Yeah.
The
money is so tempting.
But he's so happy now.
I know.
That's the thing. He's so happy. Why would you change that for something that you don't know if you're going to be as happy at?
I kind of agree.
And I swear, it just sounds like a stressful job.
I unfortunately agree.
Yeah.
I am going to disagree with you on this one, though. FYI, I'm almost 21. I live in the USA. I will be attending a rather large university in the fall. I've never drank alcohol before due to personal reasons, but I believe I'm ready to start. I don't really want to get out of control of what I'm doing while drinking. and just need some advice on the topic. I want to be able to have a drink casually and be able to stop. Shay, if you could talk to your 21-year-old self, what would you tell them? You'd already been drinking for like 5 years by then.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have much advice to give.
No, I mean, I would say that, I mean, I've done a lot of stupid shit being too drunk. So, I mean, it's not like a...
Spit it out, Shay.
Yeah, no,
Shay,
I would
God
just,
damn it.
I would stop. I would just say to drink less and be more responsible with it.
Yeah.
Because you can really, really get out of hand while drinking.
I would say drink more, go fucking nuts,
mm-hmm.
have fun, be a 21-year-old.
Okay.
Go crazy.
Is it?
This kid is obviously, like, he's really...
But you asked me what I'd say to myself at 21.
I also told you I was going to disagree with you no matter what, so go fuck off, Shay. It's clear I'm just doing it for funsies. Jesus, relax, bro.
All right.
You need a chill pill?
No.
Jesus. I'm a 17-year-old girl living in the United States. I'm about to graduate from high school. My boyfriend is 19. He graduated last year. We've been dating for about 5 months, and we've been talking about getting married sometime in the next year. I've always wanted to get married, and I really can see a future with him, but I'm worried I'm making the wrong decision, and I'm going to ruin my life. We have a solid relationship, although we have some problems, mostly involving his jealousy. Can you believe that these guys have problems? I find that really...
5 months, I want to get married.
I find that really hard to believe.
Yeah.
He's always afraid I'm unfaithful to him, which I never have actually been. There's other problems that stem from my depression. Basically, what I'm wondering is, if I get married at 18 and it doesn't work out, is life over? I don't think it would be. I think I would be fine. And I think I would still be free to move on as long as I don't have kids. I already know that I want a career. I don't want to be a housewife. I know my boyfriend understands that. I was all for it until recently my best friend expressed their opinion. And they said they thought I was blinded by my depression and that I just want someone to love me. Am I being stupid? I think it could work. I honestly can see myself with him forever. I hate myself for being so childish and asking this question.
Yeah, no, I would say that, yeah, life's over. Just that's it.
If you get married at 18?
Yeah.
So just for him, certainly.
Just
poor husband.
Go ahead and get married.
I feel more sorry for the husband.
Yeah. I don't feel sorry for either one of them. They sound like fucking dumb 18-year-olds.
Hey, 17 and 19.
Oh, Jesus.
I guess their average is 18.
Yeah.
If you were average,
it sounds like it's for 5 months and you're 18 and you want to get married, that just sounds like the worst fucking idea ever. Like, it really does. It just sounds like a terrible idea.
I'm so shocked that you're not endorsing this, Shay.
Why would I endorse this?
Because that's basically what you did.
I got married at 24.
I know.
I got married young, though. I made the mistake of getting married young.
The thing is, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You got married at 24 and that was too young.
Yeah.
Getting married at 18,
yeah,
that's what fucking insane people do.
And
that's a crazy thing,
you know,
to do.
Some people can do it. But
no, they can't.
No, I know people who got married at 18.
White trash idiots.
No.
Who?
Joe Sackler.
Oh, he's the best guy.
He is.
That guy's the best.
Yeah. He got married at 18 and he's
Did
still
he
married. Really? Yeah.
Seriously?
Yep.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's kind of white trash.
No, he's not.
Just a little.
No, he's not.
I mean, just a little.
No.
I like Joe, but just a little.
I don't think so.
I mean, a little.
Okay.
Shay, come on, just a little bit.
I don't think that you should get married at 18 years old.
No,
I think
that's
just a dumb, terrible, stupid idea.
Yeah, well, she's talking about, it's also a dumb, stupid, thank you for putting that so eloquently, Shay.
Yeah.
It's a dumb, stupid idea, especially if you're thinking about what happens if you get divorced.
I know, don't get married.
If you're considering your divorce before you get married, just fucking forget it.
Just keep dating and then break up.
Yeah. I got married at 30 and I think I was too young.
No.
I was 29.
Okay.
Still too young.
Too young. If you're in your 20s, you should not get married.
Yeah.
It should be a legal law.
Right. last one. So I'm a 23-year-old male. I just got out of a 3-year relationship. I feel like I'm used goods and I've been trying to find myself and better myself for a while now, and I can't help but feel impatient. Video games, reading, school, and jobs help distract me. But I want to be able to visit new places, and I need to be able to go out and meet new people. I've been told that I need to meet new people, but I don't know where to even start because I've been a shut-in my entire life. Can anyone give me some advice?
Yeah, you're basically just going to have to overcome that. I mean, you have to go out to meet people. You can meet people online.
Yeah.
You know, you can, there's lots of groups.
These young kids, they should be able to meet people online, right?
Yeah. There's lots of groups online just to platonically hang out with people.
Yeah.
And you can hang out with other shut-ins and you can just kind of do something quiet in a corner somewhere.
Shut yourself in together.
Yeah.
Play your stupid fucking video games together. Mm-hmm. God, I don't understand that culture, Shay. I swear to God.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm that old and out of touch, but Jesus, I don't understand that gaming shit.
Dude, I mean, the games are so intense now. And
I just don't get it.
I like playing video games from time to time. It could never be my life. I've tried playing those games where, you know, you play for 20 hours total to beat the game, and people do it like straight through, and I'm playing for 20 minutes and I'm like, okay, I can't play any longer.
20 hours, that'd take me 5 years to get that done.
Exactly.
To find 20 hours that I'd want to spend on a fucking video game.
But these people do it. I mean, and that's probably a pretty short one.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Fuck that. This point, I feel bad for some of these guys, but just, I don't know. I had a couple guys that I knew when I was about that age, actually, probably, you know, mid-20s-ish.
Yeah.
They were hooked on World of Warcraft and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And even then, I didn't get it. Even when I was, like, part of that group, I was just like, are you fucking serious that you're fucking playing that stupid shit?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Dude, I've seen marriages break up. Yeah. Partly because of that.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
I know.
I mean, he considers himself a shut-in, and I imagine it's because he's so fucking hooked on the video games.
Probably. That didn't help. You're going to have to fucking balance it out, man.
Yeah. Just get rid of your video games, dude.
Yeah. Get rid of the fucking games. Yeah. Go out and meet people.
Engage in life.
Yeah.
Meet new people, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That bro.
Duh, bro.
What a jabroni.
What a jabroni.
A
fuck.
Bozo.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my advice question. Shay, I think we did some good.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope we help people.
I think we helped everyone.
I feel like this might be one of those times where you had like no good answers for him.
No, you didn't. You didn't help at all.
I don't know what I like boobs thing is. He seems to be way overcompensating for himself actually being gay because he's talking about, I believe, me being gay.
I saw that on there.
And his name is I Love Boobs. Like really, really throwing that out there. Like too hard.
Yeah.
So I think his dick is hard over our voices.
Well, the weird thing is if he likes boobs,
I know.
He should prefer me to you.
But I don't think he actually likes boobs.
Oh.
I think he likes dicks. He's talking about dicks a lot.
Yeah. Well, Shay, gay is not an insult, and you shouldn't use it as one. Just FYI.
Oh, okay.
Just in case you didn't know that.
Oh, you know, I didn't, but now I do.
Okay. Well, you know, the more you know.
The more you know. Speaking of... Tim, how would you like to die?
Good. I'd like it. That'd be fantastic.
Okay.
Can I please do it?
I meant in what way?
Oh, how would I like to die?
Yeah.
In my sleep.
In your sleep.
Or while getting fucked.
You'd like to die by getting fucked?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I don't know.
That'd be creepy.
Just trying to think of something that, like, going on a high note, you know?
That'd
something
be creepy
that's fun.
For a woman.
Well, I'm not interested in them because I would
anymore.
Be dead.
You're dying.
Yeah.
Man cooked an oven with 12,000 pounds of tuna.
I wouldn't. That's not a way that I would like to die. No.
This happened in Los Angeles. Prosecutors said Bumblebee Foods and two employees have been charged with violating safety regulations in the death of a worker who was cooked in an industrial oven with tons of tuna. The Los Angeles District Attorney said the company, its plant operations director, and its former safety manager were each charged Monday with three counts of violating Occupational Safety and Health Administration rules causing death. He was cleaning a 35-foot-long oven at the company's Santa Fe Springs plant when they loaded it with 12,000 pounds of tuna and turned it on. It reached 270 degrees, and then he fucking...
Jesus, it's like Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking
but
scary.
But horrible-er.
I know. Jesus, I hate this story. Man rapes 15-year-old in pickup, then asks her for gas money. Charges say.
Yeah, well, here, you know, gotta get home.
I'll post this picture on Twitter later, but here's the guy's mugshot. Look at that guy. He's
what a
so,
piece of shit.
He's looks so pleased.
He's got
with
a
himself.
Punchable face.
He
oh,
really
I'd love
does.
To punch that face.
Yeah. So, with the help of two buddies, a 19-year-old man kidnapped a 15-year-old girl and raped her in the back of a pickup, then asked her for gas money before letting her go, according to charges filed Wednesday. I'm going to say his name because he's a cunt. Joshua W. Leonard? It's spelled like Leonard. L-A-N-E-R-D.
Okay, yeah.
So, Josh Leonard, he was charged with rape. Anyway, that's basically it.
Good summary, Shay.
Yeah.
He tells a good summary when you just trail off. That's basically
Well, I mean, that was
fuck it. And just fuck it, you know?
It was just more of the same. And this one. Oh, here we go. Nope, that one didn't load. But anyway, brewers tasked with turning sewage into suds. And this one didn't actually load for me. So I'm going to have to say that in Portland, Oregon, they're having a competition for people who to turn sewage into beer.
Oh, sounds gross.
And they want to, like, it's. They said that it's more about the sanitation and reuse of water
than it is about drinking shit beer.
They want to prove that you shouldn't look at the beer's past. You should look at its whatever levels of toxicity and shit at the time. So they're trying to come up with a way to do that.
Okay, well, I'm pretty adventurous with my food and beer.
Yeah,
I like beer. Yeah. I like craft beer.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd drink sewer beer.
Just don't drink any beer that comes out of Portland. Ever.
Well, I can't promise that I'm not going to do that.
You're probably drinking poop.
I don't... I mean, I guess if it tastes all right, that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's poop.
The thought of knowing that it's sewer beer...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's gross.
Yeah, but it's sewer beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's basically it. I wouldn't drink it ever.
Yeah, good synopsis, Shay.
I did that all from memory. So
that was good. No, I liked it.
Because love never dies, put your loved one's ashes in a glass dildo.
I saw this. Yeah, a good idea. Yeah.
In 1901, Dr. Duncan Ohm McDougall began a series of experiments wherein he placed elderly terminal tuberculosis patients on massive industrial scales, hospital bed, blah, blah, blah. He weighed 6 subjects before and after death and concluded from the post-mortem weight loss that the human soul weighs 21 grams.
Yeah, there's a movie called 21 Grams.
Yeah.
Naomi Watts got naked in it.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This show's all about celebrity nudity, Shay.
It is.
I like it.
I do. I love boobies.
So does the guy in the chat room.
Yeah. Yeah. Or dick. And with 21 grams, Sturkenboom has managed to create an opportunity for a truly libidinal. He's talking about the libido. Libidinal. What? Libidinal.
My favorite part of these episodes is when you try to pronounce a word with more than 3 syllables.
It's I don't know great. Why that's so hard. He said the kit comes in a sleek Josbian case, openable only with a key that doubles as a lovely pendant necklace.
Yeah, necklace. That's the right word.
I'm tired. Inside, you find an atomizer bulb to spritz your loved one's beloved perfume. A set of internal speakers to amplify music from your iPhone dock in the back, and a blown glass dildo containing a tiny urn of ashes, 21 grams of ashes, to be precise.
Because that's the weight of the soul, sure.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
So you can get, your loved one's soul in a dildo.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
And finally, Avengers 2, superheroes at the service of a gay Satanism. So, let's see, the Avengers 2 film's being released this week. Did you know that?
The what now?
The Avengers 2.
The who? Never heard of this.
A success that should be put in parallel with the dangerous messages that are delivered in it. Neo-capitalism, homosexuality, promoting deadly sins.
Yeah, I can see that.
Ultron is a robot created by Tony Stark and Bruce Banner that turns against them. Presented as heroes, they are in fact themselves creators of the danger they want to fight, like the unbelievers who say they're fighting the war while their atheism, or the wrong choice of faith, is the origin of these conflicts. So atheists are to blame for all wars and shit.
Right, yeah, of course they are.
Yeah, so they give a brief description of why each character is so terrible.
Shay.
Sorry, I was looking at the
God
camera.
Damn it, Shay. Just goddamn it.
Iron Man. The true identity of this character is Tony Stark, a cynical billionaire and unpleasant engineer. It constantly rejects any divine idea and represents their more cartoonish neo-capitalists. No positive message is issued in these films. Special effects and explosions, debauchery.
Yeah, it's my favorite type of movie.
Hulk. The character is a mutant, resulting in the accumulation of radioactivity. Hulk becomes huge and green when angry. He therefore represents a symbol of positive anger, the fourth deadly sin. Captain America, not only will it turn against its leaders, but also leave flower sexual ambiguity, leaving women to get closer to an old friend who obsesses him day and night. Crypto-gay and anti-military, Steve Rogers is all superheroes have never been. coming from a Disney blockbuster, one that can judge cynical, infuriating, or malignant. In any case, surprising that many great show films not happen to be. That was verbatim.
Okay, that sounded weird.
Yeah, I know. It sounded very weird. This is Christian fucking whack jobs who are just love to pick apart and find weird hidden meanings that don't exist.
I love these assholes, though.
Dude, they're so comical. They're just comedy relief.
And because of them, I'm sure that Avengers movie is not going to perform very well at the box office.
Oh, no. Not a chance.
They were really going to...
I would never see it.
...put a dent in those box office earnings.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh.
So...
Jay did one of the stories last night.
Oh, sorry, Jay. We're recapping. That was a recap.
Yeah.
We did that on purpose.
Yeah. Duh.
It's a recap, bro.
Duh.
Come on, Jay.
Yeah.
So what's up, Shay? We done?
Yes, I believe we're done.
All right. Well, I guess that's it.
That's it.
Is this a sign off?
Yeah.
Signing off for the Atomicast Show. I'm Tim.
I'm Shay. Go fuck yourselves, Ohio.
For classic episodes of Atomicast, tune in to radio.atomicast.com and listen live on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock Central. Excellent.